in the last few days, there has been reported cases of kidnapping, killing, and invasion of farmlands in some states in the southwest. The recent cases has to do with the killing of a prominent monarch in Ondo State, kidnapping of a foreigner in Ekiti, and killing of a cleric also in Ekiti State. Reacting to this development, the Secretary General Yoruba Council of Elders, Dr. Kunle Olajide, said it was disheartening that despite the inauguration of the corps, people of Southwest could not still sleep with their two eyes closed.
I'm worried too, more worried than anybody else, because I wonder what's going on, and there must be cooperation and integration between the Southwest and the Amoteku units in the various Southwest states.
However, Dr. Olajide advised government to equip members of the corps and ensure that the security outfit has offices in all councils, areas, or senatorial districts where reports could be made for swift response or manhunt after criminals by the corps. Also, a lecturer with the Department of Peace and Conflict Studies, Federal University of Ekiti, Dr. Muka Olushola, expressed the hope that the Amotekun Corps would deliver on its mandate, saying it's just a matter of time.
Of course, we know that Amotekun is a very new organization. It will take some time for it to find its feet.
On his part, a cleric, Prophet James Omitade, wants government to recruit more officers into the corps and deploy them to all towns and villages in the state to ensure improved security services. He also suggested the need for sincere and robust partnership between the corps and other security agents, adding that such synergy would ease the task of stemming the tide of insecurity in the state. It's been Kayode Babatui.